I fell in love last month in Vermont. I had just set up camp at a small music festival when I heard something special in the distance. Music that was fun and powerfully real. I followed the enticing sounds and arrived at a small wooden stage with a roaring band. What happened to me that day falls under its own category of love, because the object of my admiration wasn't a person, but a band, and the name of that band is Upstate Rubdown.
Well, I got my ball rolling, and I know it's gonna roll by your way. I can't help that I'm growing, and I'm sure that I'm not gonna stay the same.
A few weeks later, back in New York, I heard that Upstate Rubdown would be playing at a little venue in the Lower East Side called Rockwood Music Hall. They were promoting their first full-length album called A Remedy, which they had completely crowdfunded through Kickstarter. After dancing, laughing, and crying through their show, I had the chance to speak with two of their members, Mary, one of the three lead singers, and Christian, the sax player, who also dabbles in other wind instruments. They told me that they're all recent graduates of SUNY New Paltz, hence the Upstate and Upstate Rubdown. Only one of their members studied music, but in Mary's opinion, their wide array of interests is what helps produce their uniquely eclectic sound.
We all kind of did random things, and we just loved music collectively, and it didn't really matter what we were studying. Only, if anything, it made it more interesting, what we were studying. It kept us more dynamic, I think, creative.
You hesitate on the telephone.
It's not easy to describe Upstate Rubdown, but dynamic and creative is a good start. They sometimes classify themselves as a mix of Appalachian, Americana, soul, and Motown, with roots in jazz, gospel, folk, bluegrass, Latin, show tunes, and classical. Part of what makes their sound so fresh and unique is their unconventional set of instruments. With three lead vocalists, a saxophone, a mandolin, an upright bass, all held together by a cajon, the sound is inimitable, and in many ways it was completely unplanned.
Well, in the beginning it was less unorthodox, I guess. It was three singers and a guitar player. Okay. And then it became, the guitar went away, so we were like, well, we want rhythm still, but we don't need it to be a guitar. Because guitar is, you know, one aspect of a band that we don't have anymore. Ryan was just so good that we were like, you know, we're going to take him and we're going to have a mandolin now. And then cajon, we didn't want to have to lug around a drum kit. And he was awesome at it. He plays it like it's a kit. So that's, and we can just like up and go.
In addition to their sharp, creative musicianship, Upstate Rubdown emanates an unmistakable authenticity. Part of this has to do with their obvious pleasure in performing and their ability to connect with the audience.
Well, for me, it's like you have to have a band that connects to each other first before you can connect to the audience. And you have to have a band that like wants to connect to the audience. Some bands don't want to. You know, they're just up there by themselves in a bubble. For us, it's part of the music. It's how we wrote it and it's how we want to convey it.
And I like to try and make a personal connection with the audience. And oftentimes when I'm playing, I like to choose one person and just focus my playing on that particular individual, and I find that that really makes that special connection possible.
Their authenticity also shines through in their lyricism. Their lyrics are simple and direct, and they speak to the heart of genuine experience, at least for me.
Just wanna be nobody where I can walk through the street without anybody knowing who I used to be. People don't know me and they can't get close to me.
What we're kind of all about, I'd say, is taking like sorrow and grief and just like angsty 20-something year old people, and we're taking those emotions and making them feel better. It's almost like, that's why our album is called A Remedy, because it's trying to help get through tough times.
If you don't live it, you can't play it. So, you know, you're actually kind of playing out your life experiences in the lyrics, and in my case, you know, in the performance and the playing of the music itself.
I can't be nobody, 'cause people are counting on me.
Counting on me.
Thank you. All the music from this broadcast can be heard on Upstate Rubdown's new album called A Remedy, which is available on Bandcamp.com. You can also catch Upstate Rubdown on Thursday, August 20th at The Shop in Brooklyn. I hope to see you there. From WBAI New York, this is Mike Stern.
One of these days.